My podcast guest today is a good friend. He's, of course, a legendary coach. He won a national football championship at Notre Dame and is the only football coach to lead six different programs or universities to bowl games. You've got, an unbelievable record, Lou, and I'm going to ask you, of course, football questions here, but he's the only coach to guide four different programs to the final top 20 rankings. Top 20 is hard to make. Oklahoma State's where I'm from. We struggle to get in the top 20, and you have four of them here. You never did coach at Oklahoma State. Why?
Well, because they never offered me the job, but I did coach against them four times when I was at the University of Arkansas. I appreciate everything Oklahoma State did for my one loss record.
Yeah, you beat them every time you played them, did you?
Yeah, we did. We're fortunate. But they had some good programs. And Jimmy Johnson was a coach. He had Dexter Bailey, among others.
Okay, you don't know this, but you called old Hank Haney one time. You remember Hank Haney?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the visit.
Okay, and I was on the practice tee. He was giving me a lesson. And they came out and said, Lou Holtz is calling you. And he said, well, tell him I'll call him back in 30 minutes. So we went in, and he got you on the phone. And you wanted to come by there. You said, I'm going to – that would have to have been what year? Be 91, 92.
And I did go down and see him, and he helped me.
Yeah, he said you were shanking a ball.
No, there's no such thing as a shank. It's a duck fade.
Oh, duck fade. Okay, well, it'll serve the purpose. The college football season is coming up, and I want to ask you about who you think the four teams will be that are still standing at the end of the year. Now, I'll help you. I'll pick Alabama. You pick the other three.
Okay, you're going to take Alabama. I think the winner of the LSU-Alabama game will be in it. I think the winner of the FSU-Clemson game will be in it. I think that the winner of the Michigan-Ohio State game will be in it. So those are three of mine. I think the fourth will either come from a Notre Dame, possibly an Oklahoma TCU winner in that game, or possibly Washington. The three people that I think are overlooking right now that haven't been great but are going to be pretty good this year, I think you would have to look at Tennessee. I think you have to look at Nebraska, and I think the University of Washington. Those three schools, I think, are going to become in national prominence.
Okay. Having said that, you didn't answer my question. Who are going to – now, I'm not for Alabama. I'm just saying they're there every time. And so standing, we're going down to the last two weekends. If Alabama's one of the four, who are the other three?
I think it's Clemson, Ohio State, and I would have to go with Notre Dame. I think because they're very talented and the schedule is very much in their favor. So I think it would be Alabama. If you're going to force me, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Notre Dame.
Okay, you don't think Texas is going to beat Notre Dame in the opening game?
No, I don't. And Charlie Strong coached for me at South Carolina and at Notre Dame. He's going to be a much improved football team. They're not sure who their quarterback will be. I don't think they're far advanced. I think they're far too young to beat the University of Notre Dame. And Boone, I only picked against Notre Dame one time, and that was when my son was playing them. I picked my son to upset him, which he did, and everybody said, oh, you're picking an upset. I said, no, upset's what his mother would be if I picked against her son. But I just think Notre Dame is very, very talented this year, and I think they're due. They haven't won a championship for a while.
They had a bad break the other day. Five of their guys got picked up in a bar someplace or something.
Well, what they did, they were arrested for speed, and they found marijuana and unregistered loaded gun in the car. And then the sixth player, a young man by the name of Devin Butler, got in a fight with the police when he was intoxicated. But, life's a matter of choices. Whatever happens to you, because the choices you make, you try to teach young people to make good choices. And having marijuana and a gun in your car and speeding, those are not good choices.
Bad choices.
Bad choices.
They, my guy over at Oklahoma State, Blackman, Justin Blackman, you remember him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great receiver, Jacksonville, flunked out, and he had bad problems again. Good kid, never could shake the habit, and so we lost him. But OU, they play tough teams early.
Yes, they do. They open up with Houston's no easy task for him either.
At Houston, watch out, pal. They got a football team.
They do that.
Now they get Houston first. I can't remember. They got a weak one second, but then Ohio State third. So OU is going to be pretty exciting. The season could move up or down on them pretty quick.
Well, Ohio State is very young, and the game is at Oklahoma. And you know, being an OSU strong booster, the number one booster in the country, I might add, how hard it is to win at the University of Oklahoma. But even Ohio State's young, they do have the good quarterback coming back, the veteran. And if a dog's going to bite you, Boone, he'll do it as a pup. If a guy's going to hit you, he'll do it as a young player.
Well, what do you think? Let's switch off college football just for a minute. Don't take long. But Ezekiel Elliott is over at the Dallas Cowboys. And he's had a hamstring issue. I like any old guys. Do you kind of pull for old guys?
Oh, yeah, I definitely one of them. You know, my birthday candles cost more than a cake. So I'm not too far behind you, Boone.
How old are you?
I'm 80. I'll be 80 on my next birthday.
God, I can barely remember when I was 80. I went past a long time ago. But anyway, I, of course, follow the Dallas Cowboys close. And I like how Alfred Morris came from the Redskins and had a big week last week. I think he ran the ball 15 times, had 85 yards, and had a big day. Old guy. So I hope Elliott had a hard time making that football team.
Well, I want to tell you, with that offensive line, they have the best offensive line in pros. Of all the 32 teams, Dallas has the best line.
You know, they better have to protect Romo.
Yeah.
Boy, that guy, he's getting old, 36, two back operations.
Well, it's hard to throw from a supine position, so the offensive line will protect him, though.
That's good. They have to. And Jerry finally figured it out, get an offensive line.
Yeah.
We've struggled here at Dallas. You know that. Okay. Now we said the four were there. Are you going to give me a prediction, who's going to win it all?
I think that, I hate to say this, but, I think LSU is going to win it all. If their quarterback comes through, I think they're very, very talented. Fournette, tailback. I just think that they get on the roll. They have the talent to win it all. I just don't believe Alabama will repeat. I know they're talented. I know they're well coached. But they're going to probably go with a freshman quarterback, and that's hard to do, Boone.
They Les Miles and I have a history.
I know
he was at Oklahoma State
and did a tremendous job there. Why'd you let him go to LSU?
Paid him more money.
Nobody goes for money, you know.
Les, boy, I take my hat off to him. He can beat OU, and we haven't had anybody else that's beaten OU. Every once in a while is kind of the way it goes. When I signed on over there for the stadium, I said, we are going to now be competitive. OSU will be competitive.
And they have been. You've been
competitive every place but one place. We have struggled with the Sooners. We've won two out of the last 11 years.
And the one you won 2 years ago was a tremendous comeback. I mean, that really turned your season around. You were just very mediocre, and you upset them, came from behind. I follow Oklahoma State, Boone, because of you. I don't know if anybody's been more loyal to a school or helped a school more than you have.
Well, I love a school, and I graduated there in 1951. I'm a geologist from there. But tell me, this is a question that's kind of off the top of my head. I mean, how, you know, you're a businessman and you're also a football coach. You're very successful. Well, Lou, you're the kind of guy, whatever you're going to do, you're going to be successful. It's that simple. Okay. And I've kind of had that success too.
Absolutely.
A little more erratic than you have, but you've had bad seasons.
Oh, absolutely. We all do, but that's part of life. And you're going to get knocked down. It's picking yourself up. That's where the leadership comes in.
That's exactly right. And old Jerry Jones said one time, said to his team in my presence, he said, "Fellas, this guy's been knocked on his ass more times than anybody I know, and he can get up and go." And I thought, I didn't know whether that was a compliment or not, but
it is.
Well, Lou, you're great to talk to. We could go on all day. I don't know how many people listen to us. So that's two old guys up there talking about. But what we talk about is interesting. And you've got the Notre Dame sweater on today, don't you?
Well, I wear things that are given to me for free. I don't buy anything, Boone. And Notre Dame, there's a Notre Dame booster that provides me with this type of pullover. He sent me about 8 of them. They're very comfortable, et cetera. So people are very, very kind to me all over, Boone. I've been blessed.
Well, and I have too. Can you imagine? I played sports. And you know, I went to college on a basketball scholarship, 5'9" in white. You're not me, though, guys. And they cut me after a year. I went to Texas A&M and then transferred to Oklahoma State. And that was the end of my basketball career. But I have been very, very fortunate. Have you had a knee replaced?
No, I haven't had a knee replaced, hip replaced, or nothing else. I have had 2 back surgeries, 2 neck surgeries, but I think you only have 2 things worried about. You're healthy or you're sick. If you're healthy, nothing worried about. If you're sick, 2 things worried about. You're going to get better, you're going to die. Going to get better, nothing worried about. You're going to die, 2 things worried about. Going to heaven, going to hell. You're going to heaven, nothing worried about. You're going to hell, you may as well live it up.
Yeah. Well, I no knee for me either, and no hip. I played racquetball till I was 65, never got hurt. And somebody said, "Did you ever play?" I said, "Well, yeah, I played. I played basketball." And they said, "Well, did you ever get in the game?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You never got hurt?" They said, "Oh, well, you must not have been hustling." Maybe so. I don't know. But it's been great talking to you, Lou. And probably where we'll run across each other, unless you call on me when you're in Dallas, and you're always welcome to do that. And I'm easy to locate. And I'm going to bump into you at Augusta. So
I appreciate, always have such respect for you. I'm flattered and honored you put me on the podcast. I hope you'll do it again where we can talk about business.
Okay, let's do it, Lou.
I would love to.
Bye.
Thank you.